Welcome to These Are Good Days with Leanne Miller
and Matt Barris.
Well, Matt, do you want to really know the difference between having a little girl in the house and having raised boys? I just raised boys. There are just two boys in our house.
Okay. Tell me.
I just went to wash my hands in your bathroom and there is a naked Barbie at the sink.
I'm not surprised.
Right there at the sink.
Listen.
There's Barbie. I think she was getting a bath earlier.
Barbies be naked. Barbies be naked.
There were no naked Barbies.
I did watch the Barbie movie, and you know what they did not address is the nudity that Barbies experience.
You know, and I love that they addressed the cutting of the hair because, yes. Oh, I love
Barbie.
Oh, yeah, cutting my Barbie's hair.
Those, you know, Barbie makes very form-fitting clothes, and they're very hard to get on and off.
Well, you know, she has to have a bath.
So, I have sausage fingers, and Barbie clothes are not meant for my fingers.
I will say, I was washing my hands. I'm like, here it is. Here's the difference right here.
Yeah, you never
little
had
boys,
a naked
little
Barbie.
Little boys, little girls, never, never. We might have had some G.I. Joes or Transformers,
yeah.
But they never got baths. They were never naked by the sink. Never.
No,
okay.
No.
All right. My good day. My good day, Matt, is just the other day I spent it. I honestly, from they arrived at 10:30, my breakfast club arrived at 10:30. We did have a stand-in. Our friend Mel was a stand-in for Rhonda because Rhonda couldn't come to breakfast club. So Mel came in her place, and breakfast club arrived at 10:30. They did not leave my house till 3:30. And Daryl said,
how can they commit?
Daryl said, this is not a breakfast club. This is a breakfast, lunch, and maybe even a supper club. but it was so fun. It was, you know, those are some of my favorite days. I know you know this about me. You lived with us, so you know this about me. Is that some of my favorite days are just people who, you know, people coming over to my house and just being there, just as almost like a lazy slow day.
Yeah,
where we
you
all
love
just
that.
Kind of, you know, we have our frothy coffee, you know, all of that. And listen, if we're hearing some ambient noise, if we're hearing little noises in the background, it's because your children's are home,
probably on dressing Barbies.
This is just part of it. This is part of These Are Good Days podcast. Sometimes you just get a little family noise in the background. So if you hear it, just know that that's Matt's cute little kids. They're trying to be quiet. They're trying.
Are they? We don't know.
Yeah, we don't know. But
I have some follow-ups.
Okay, all right.
I don't remember getting invited to Breakfast Club.
You know, we need to have you as a special guest someday.
I know.
No, you can't be in the formal Breakfast Club because that's pretty much closed. Sorry. But I could have you.
I'm actually mad. You know, those B Sears came around, I was there.
I thought you were going to say something.
I was there.
You were there.
I was there.
Listen, you were there.
Like, listen, Wilma, Missy, Rhonda, if you are listening, I was there before.
You're
you.
Like, back the truck up. Ladies.
Maybe I didn't get a name or a label, but I was there first. The end.
Yeah, it is true. Yeah, we need to invite you to our next one. That
I know.
Would be fun. You could kind of be like our hot seat guest.
It would
Breakfast
be kind
Club.
Of fun to have them on here.
You know what?
They would be good,
it
too.
It would.
I know.
It would. It
I know.
Really
maybe we should
would.
Work on that for 2025.
It really would. That's like a little bit of popcorn personalities in that group. Mm-hmm, so, it would be fun. Mm-hmm.
Here's my good day. And I hesitate saying this because I'm anticipating a little arrogance from you. But my recent good day was when I went to Amish country with you.
You little snipe.
Because here's the thing. I didn't want to go.
No, you made that very clear in the car.
Listen, I took one picture the whole day.
Yeah, it was fun.
It was me eating a whoopie pie in your car and you trying to like act like you're eating it.
Mm-hmm.
And I got a lot of DMs. Yeah. Here's what the DM said.
What was it? Miller Time?
They were like, I'm jealous that you're on Miller Time is one. One type of DM category was, well, at least you had a whoopie pie to ease your pain. And the other type that actually made me laugh was, I hope you didn't throw up this time Because about a year ago, maybe 11 months ago, when we were on Miller Time, I threw up in your car.
I thought it was a joke because sometimes you're silly, you make me laugh, and sometimes you're like jokey. And we're at a stoplight.
Who jokes about throwing up? I don't joke about throwing up. That's not a laughing matter.
You looked at me and you said, I think I'm going to throw up. And I was like, and I'm like, wait a minute, are you serious? And you're like, yes. And you opened the door and threw up right there at the stoplight. And then when the light turned green, you're like, I think I'm going to throw up again. And, you know, it was a thing, and your body kept the score. Your body remembered it, because in the first like half an hour of our adventure the other day, you were worried that you were going to throw up.
I had stomach distress before we went. My body was like, is this going to happen again?
Didn't this happen last year?
I've ridden in the car with you many times, but for some reason, you trapping me in Amish country is a very specific stressor for me.
But we had fun.
Yeah, we did.
It was a good day.
One of us is a time manager, and one of us thinks we can do everything.
Yeah, that's so true. And
we don't need to say who.
You looked at me at part of the day and you said, we are not going to get everything done. I said, yes, we can. Yes, we can. You're like, no.
We need
really,
to pick one.
We can't. We have to eliminate something. And so we did. And it was great. And listen, I saw a look come across your face when I suggested eliminating a stop. And there was this like, I'm so proud of you moment.
Maybe.
You were proud of me. You were proud of me that I was just so easily, adaptable.
I'm just so glad you think I'm proud of you about that.
And then we went down to Baltic Coffee, who roasts our coffee beans. Listen, if you are interested in our coffee beans, shipping is a flat fee of $8. So I recommend buying 4 bags at a time. I really do. Four or more. Actually, we had somebody come into DMs and say, are you kidding? I'm buying bag 5 and 6. And because then you're just paying about, you know, $1.25 each bag for shipping.
Right.
And they are the best beans. I'm going to say it.
The place smells amazing.
They're my
favorite. The machine is beautiful. It's this Turkish machine. Yes. And they have created such a great blend of coffee for us.
And aren't they just the great?
They're sweet.
I mean, sweet people. Tim and his wife, they are such great people who run Baltic Coffee. So they roast our beans. You can go to my Instagram bio and my Linktree is in there. I have a Linktree.
Well, you know what I do?
I know.
Well, you know what I do? Maybe this is a hack. I don't know if it's a hack. If you Google "these are good days coffee" or if you type in "these are good days Baltic coffee" into Google, it'll take you right to that page too. So that's a way you can get it.
You can get it, or you can go to my bio on Instagram, which is just my name, at Leah Miller, and go to my link tree, and there's a link to the coffee there. And it is they are such great beans.
Yeah.
And so, you know, we did a little roundabout in Amish country.
We met with Walnut Creek Foods, our sponsor.
If you are listening, we love you.
We met with Matt Keeler, who's kind of like our boss at Walnut Creek Foods.
Yes.
And it was
great.
They're sticking with us.
They're
going to be with us for a while still.
We also met Adam, who is on their sales team. And what a great guy.
And listen, we have something in the works for this spring.
Yes.
We can't say a lot about it yet. But
we're excited.
We have something in the works. So if you haven't been able to get on Miller Time with us in the past, there's going to be an opportunity this spring where you can be on Miller Time with us. So
and there's a surprise.
There's a surprise
folded in to the whole Miller Time, and we'll call it a weekend.
Yes.
There's a surprise folded into that. Some of you are going to guess it right out of the bag.
Yeah.
Right out of the chute, right out of the bag.
Yeah.
But there is a wonderful surprise that's being folded in, and we're really, really excited.
Yeah. And you know, we just love spending time with our community from These Are Good Days. I already had someone, truthfully, I have a confession. I didn't tell you this before we started. I had somebody come in and say, are you guys planning another thing? And I said, yes. And I did say, save the date that we have right now, but it could change, but save this date because they're from out of state and we're friends with them. We're so excited.
Listen, Matt, you know, I Did we already talk about our good days?
Yeah.
I can't even think.
Yeah, you talked about Breakfast Club.
Oh, yeah.
Where have you been? Also, after we visited Walnut Creek Foods, we went to Walnut Seems Creek like Cheese.
A long time ago, my
and
mind.
I panic bought. Yeah. I'm not going to lie.
Let's talk about food. Let's talk about food right now. Yeah, let's do it.
Listen.
You did panic buy.
I panic bought.
Were you hungry?
Do you ever panic buy?
Yes.
Remember,
I'm not going to call it panic buy. I hungry buy. Hungry, I'm like, oh, I want this and I want this and I want this and I want this. Panic buy, I think that is more when you have children at home.
Well, here's what
You're afraid of running
out of food. The time that we were in, I knew we were going to be home because of the weather and we were just going to be cooped up for a couple days. And so I panic bought. I bought bagels. I bought bread. I bought candy.
Everybody,
I brought meat.
Everybody loved it.
But they loved the bagels. Let me tell you something that's new for me that I love. Mm-hmm. Is when you go to Walnut Creek Cheese and Market in Walnut Creek, Ohio.
Okay.
You can get your deli meat sliced fresh.
Yes.
So you can say like, I want the thick slice. They'll tell you, they'll let you choose your thickness. They'll let you choose your poundage.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's the right word, but I like it. Or what I did, they actually have some pre-sliced. So it's already in.
Yeah, I love
the containers that they put it in. It's like these plastic boxes that seal. So you can pick that up. So I picked up Lebanon bologna.
You came around the corner and
with a stack.
And I was
like Jenga.
I was like, Luca is not graduating from high school and you are not getting ready for a grad party. Like it was a lot. And again, I just reminded myself, like, this is what it looks like to have kids at home.
Yeah.
And your boys are getting older, so their appetites are growing.
Yeah,
so
that's
just
true.
You know, buckle in because this isn't gonna slow down anytime soon.
So I love right now at Walnut Creek Cheese and Market in Walnut Creek, Ohio, where they have the pre-sliced meat. Because I didn't wait in line. I just grabbed it and we kept going.
Yep.
We just kept going. Yep. And I got that English muffin bread.
Yes.
I had that for breakfast this morning.
I got some peach rings and I just love those.
I know.
Their gummies are so good there. They're soft. They're fresh.
Yes.
Yes.
So good.
Shout out Walnut Creek Foods and Walnut Creek Cheese and Market. We love you.
And they're sticking with us and they're going to be part of our event coming up this spring as well. Hey, there's been a lot going on in the world.
Yes.
And I'm going to tell you where the idea for this really came from.
Yes, lots of chitter chatter.
Lots. There's lots going on in the world
of
politics.
Lots of opinions.
Remember when TikTok was banned for a couple hours?
Yes.
That was crazy. Yes. We had a new political turnover in Washington, which often brings out a lot of expressions or opinions.
Yes.
And really where this came from for me was Wicked.
Yeah.
Well,
we know
Wicked.
You are on the Wicked train.
We are on the train.
Yep. You were on that yellow brick road.
Oh, you're so right. So here's where this really came from. Today we want to talk about it's okay to not have an opinion.
About everything.
Here's where it came from. I was with a group of friends. We were playing games, blah, blah, blah. Somebody brought up something about Ariana Grande's body.
Yeah.
How thin she looks, how frail she looks, what's going on with her. Something weird went on that set of that movie. You know, all the things. And I was just like, why do we have to have an opinion about that? You know, why do we have to have an opinion about everything? Mm-hmm. Even in everything that happens in politics, mm-hmm. I truthfully do not form an opinion about every little nuance on purpose.
Well, and you know, Matt, here's where I have positioned myself with this, is that I've been doing Instagram now with intention for about 4.5 years. And I have had a lot of things land in my DMs.
Yeah,
And then I had a reel go viral where a lot of people were really mean. Like, people were literally leaving pig emojis in the comment sections and saying things like, it's very obvious she doesn't love her family if she would feed them this crap. Like, really ugly, mean things. And what it's done is it's helped me respond in a way that is it's not just kind. Now, with you, when we are texting back and forth, I am hashing it out a little bit. I'm not saying what I'm going to necessarily say publicly.
Sure.
Because that's real life.
Sure.
Especially when you're emotionally taken off guard and you're like, I can't believe they said this. I can't believe they're doing this. You know, what a hag. You know, those are real feelings.
Right.
Especially at the front end of something.
Right.
But the truth is once I boil it down and think about it for a while, I'm like, you know, this is their opinion and they have a right to it. But it doesn't mean that I have to jump off the cliff or I have to conform my opinion or I have to say my opinion or I have to be public with an opinion.
Right.
Or I need to come out and talk about Ariana Grande and tell me the other lead's name.
Cynthia Erivo.
Yes, Cynthia Erivo. I don't need to like talk about their bodies, talk about how they landed the role, talk about how Ariana Grande should stick to singing and not to acting, all that stuff.
Right.
Like, first of all, let's just say this. Ariana Grande is a human being.
Mm-hmm.
Let's not just act like she's not and be critical and come in and say all these things, especially publicly. Like, when did we start doing that?
Right.
Like, even politically, you know, we got some pushback recently in a DM that we should have spoken out publicly about the inauguration and about the politics of it all, and you know, and
that it was such a historical moment we should be including everyone in our podcast.
Yes,
and by bringing up the inauguration,
and all of that is fine. Like, give us feedback, express that. But then it went on to say that we were disrespectful and distasteful, and that is where I think that we can do better, Matt. Because first of all, if you are in a DM and we have never met in person,
right,
I'm not giving you permission to speak to me in a way that my own close people who know me face to face do not speak to me.
Absolutely.
So why would someone really think that I'm going to take that information or take that feedback and go, oh, you know what? You're right. I'm going to now start talking about politics. And
right.
I'm going to start, you know, telling everybody how I feel about the political climate of the world. First of all, there are so many people out there putting that information out. It is so easily accessible that one of the people I really listen to and I watch almost every single one of her stories is Sharon McMahon.
Same.
I love her.
Love her.
And I love her opinions. I love the both sides of the fence that she gives. And I don't need to chime into that.
Right.
You know, Mo News is another one.
Yeah, I love Mo News.
I love him. So why do people feel like they should tell me or you or Ariana Grande, you know, what we think and what we think they should be doing?
Right.
If you are passionate about something, start communicating all that on your platforms yourself.
Right.
Take a stand, make a difference, do the thing. But you and I, can't have an expressed opinion about everything. Because listen, the last thing I want to also do is any misinformation and any misleading. I know so much about baking chocolate chip cookies. I'm really being serious.
I know.
I know so much about it. If you want to come into my DMs, I feel like I am I'm an expert in that field.
Right.
I have an opinion about that. I will say things publicly about that. I will even tell Nestle that I don't think their chocolate chips are as superior as starts with a G.
Ghirardelli.
Ghirardelli.
Yeah.
Yes, but I'm not an expert in the field of politics. So I'm not going to get on my social media and have opinions, have all kinds of things to say about it, because there are other places that are more reliable, more dependable, more accurate than me.
And the truth is, there are people that are more passionate about those things.
Correct.
And do their homework.
Correct.
In this season in my life, I have a very narrow scope of things that I am investing in or I'm thinking about. Mm-hmm. You know, first and foremost is my family, my job. I work in public education. I have to think about that. And I am passionate about providing students with resources and those types of things.
And you get involved.
I do. I get involved. Mm-hmm. That's part of my life. And I also would say that the realm of self-help, bettering ourselves, mental health, mindsets, those things are things that I am very passionate about. Things like Wicked, that's entertainment. I'm not going to, I mean, I love knowing things. We do joke about Disney and,
yes.
That is something I'm interested in knowing, like, why do they do this or why do they do that? Same thing with like Wicked. I want to know
How
many, like they planted did you know this? They planted 9 million tulip bulbs for the opening scene.
Yes.
Like those kind of things. That's interesting to me.
Fascinating.
Things like politics, I can only go so deep.
Right. And things like talking about someone else's body.
Correct.
Okay, let's be better humans.
Yes.
Let's think about how would we want our daughter, if we were her mother.
Oh my gosh.
How would we want our daughter talked about? Mm-hmm. You know, I probably think that she has had to stay offline and not read. And how, what, you know what, how sad.
Absolutely.
Had not read about herself. I mean, I know even Taylor Swift, and this is going to open up a whole other door, but I read somewhere that her dad filters all the news that she reads.
I've heard that too.
Because, you know, we're human beings.
Right, right.
I don't care if you're Taylor Swift. I don't care if you're Ariana Grande. I don't care if you're Matt Barris. If you are critical,
right,
you know, that is a message that you're sending us. Even.
Right.
And this podcast, listen, here's the thing about this podcast. You don't have to buy into everything we say. You don't have to agree with everything we say.
No.
You don't have to like even love us the way that we love one another and the way that we love you.
Right.
But when you come in to our space and you give us feedback that lacks not just kindness, but appropriateness. Mm-hmm. Like there's appropriate feedback and there is inappropriate feedback. You know, when that happens, and I'm not saying this person did that necessarily with the opinion about the inauguration.
Sure.
I'm just saying as a whole, when all those people came into my reel about snack mix and started leaving things like pig emojis, mm-hmm. like you're a pig. How can you eat that? Oh, no.
Right.
No.
Right.
We are not doing that.
Right.
You actually aren't even going to get much of a response. You're just getting blocked.
Well, and it's interesting because some of those things, I think when you have an opinion about something that's so distant in your actual real life, in your actual everyday life, in real relationships, you really don't know the whole story. So here's the thing. You can look at a reel of Leanne making snack mix for her. And if you just look at that, what you don't know is you don't know the other things she makes for her family. You don't know the care that she gives to her family. You don't know the whole story. So you can look at one little snapshot and we should not be making gross judgments about someone's life.
Right.
Gross meaning correct. Blanket and large statements.
Yes.
When we think about Ariana Grande and her body, what we don't know is we don't know any other health concerns she may have. She might be trying different medicines for her health. I don't know the answer to that.
Who knows?
So why do I have the
permission.
Audacity
permission.
Why do I feel entitled to make judgment calls about other people? Because you don't know the whole story. Here's the other thing I was thinking while you were talking is in our real life friendship, and I'll talk about just our relationship because we're both here, is we've been friends for, I think, almost 18 years now. And over time, we've experienced conflicts or little rubs with each other.
Yes, yes.
It's hard for both of us to bring that up.
Yes.
And to say, hey, this offended me. This hurt my feelings.
Right.
I wish you would think about this a little differently. And there have been many times where we have those conversations where both of us are in tears, like, I don't want to hurt your feelings, but I do want to bring this up.
Right.
Where do we get the audacity to hop into someone's DMs or to spew an opinion about something about people we don't even know? How did we get emboldened? How have we as a society gotten so emboldened to think we can say these blanket statements about people that we truly don't even know? And to what end? What does it change?
Well, I think, first of all, I think people do feel like they know us, which I love that.
Totally.
So there's that. But also, and this happened within the comment section of that snack mix reel, really taught me a lot. It taught me so much. I'm actually so glad it happened.
Mm-hmm.
Is that people were saying things that were just really so unkind.
Mm-hmm.
And so I started responding. And the way I started responding is, you know, I doubt that if you were in my kitchen, if
correct.
You came through my kitchen, if you walked through my kitchen, I doubt that you would speak to me in this way. I doubt that you would say the things that you were saying to me.
Right.
And if you continue, I'm going to gently escort you out of my Instagram. Because Instagram, just like anything, is kind of like a room in your house mm-hmm. when you involve people in relationship. One thing I will say that empowers people or emboldens people to literally kind of answer what you're saying. Why do people think that they can just do this? Is one thing that kept happening, and it happened in the DMs and in the comment section, is people kept saying, when you put yourself out there publicly, you should expect this, and you should, you know, you should respond, and you should have an opinion, and you should blah, 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 blah. To which I said, no, actually.
Yeah.
Like, who died and left you boss of that? Like, because listen, that's not true.
Right.
I put myself out there publicly does not give you permission to say anything and have any kind of expectation you want of me.
Right.
At any given moment, I can pull the plug and just say, I quit. I'm not going to be on social media at all. You know,
or block.
Yeah. Or, you know, we are human beings. So when you come in and you say something like in those, if you want to just literally do some reading, go into that comment section of that snack mix reel on my Instagram. It has like over 10 million views, but the comment section is wild.
Well, maybe you should make some snack mix first and just sit on the couch and chomp away, eat your pig food while you read the comments.
And
here's the thing for me is when I'm here, when we talked about this episode, here's what I want to say is you have permission. Maybe you need to hear this from us. I don't know. You have permission to not have an opinion about everything. Mm-hmm. And you have permission to say, you know what? I don't know. You can say, I don't have enough information to have an opinion about that. Or say, I don't need to have an opinion.
Or you have permission to have an opinion about everything if you want. But don't put that expectation on us.
Correct. Correct. And I think also you are entitled to have an opinion. But not everyone is entitled to have to listen to your opinions.
Right.
So you can say whatever you want, but you can't expect everyone to latch on to what you believe or what you think.
It's so true.
The reality is for me at this season of life is it's exhausting to have an opinion about everything. The reality is often opinions are very passionate and very emboldened. And the older that I get, the more comfortable I am with living in the unknown.
Yes.
You know, when this is going to be
living,
a spicy.
Living in the answer like the gray of, area. I don't know.
Yeah. I'm comfortable with that. Mm-hmm. Here's where it comes down to for me. Some of the big topics that I've noticed people having opinions about is, for example, having children that would identify as transgender. This is a very spicy topic for people. There are a lot of opinions, but here is for me where I've landed on that is I have never had a child that has come to me and said, I believe I'm transgender and I would rather be unalive than be alive.
Right.
And so until
you were about to get emotional.
And until I've walked that road,
right,
it's really hard for me to have an opinion about that.
Right.
You know, until you've, I'll use Ariana Grande as an example. Until you've been a child star who, one thing I have read about her is that because of chemicals on her hair and wigs she had to wear, her hair has fallen out. She struggled with keeping her hair. Until you've lived that road, it's really hard to have an opinion about someone because you don't know what it's like to be her.
Right.
And so I think our society could use a dose of empathy
and huge amount of kindness,
walking in other people's shoes. You know, I think that sometimes not having an opinion is okay because for me, what not having an opinion does is it takes a burden off of having to have an answer, and I can put that energy towards loving other people well.
That's good.
And I can love people well without even having an answer.
Yeah.
You know, I can love my friends on both sides of the aisle in politics when I look at them as human and not as their opinions.
Right. Right.
And so I think I try to live a life that is, you know, and somebody, I'm sure there's somebody that's like, well, if you don't have an opinion, you don't have like conviction. And that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the little nuances in life that truly at the end of the day don't matter. You know, I don't have to have an opinion about everything. The other thing is when we don't take hard stands or have hard opinions about everything. I think it takes off of our cognitive load. You know, our minds are so inundated with messages that it almost gives you a little bit of freedom to say, hey, this is something I don't have to worry about. Yes. I'm not going to spend time and energy thinking about Ariana Grande.
Yeah,
like, I don't spend time thinking about her.
And we're not meant to carry all of it. We just really aren't. We aren't. That's why things like Carlos's book, Reconnected, he talks about things like this. Like, we are not meant to carry it all. And that's why, and I know this could get us off on a rabbit trail, but that's why disconnecting sometimes is a really good idea from your phone, from Fox News, from CNN, from Associated Press. Like, disconnecting from some of that stuff.
Right.
For chunks of time during the day is a really healthy thing to do.
100%. Well, I think that this is a great conversation. I mean, you really had a lot to say.
I get wound up about it because, listen, that snack mix reel, it really...
It was hard.
It really drove something home with me when it comes to when we decide to give someone our opinion or our feedback. Be careful of how you communicate that.
Totally.
Because there is a human being on the other side. There is someone with feelings and someone with intention and someone with a family on the other side of that. So don't just throw around words that you are putting on someone, like over someone. Our words have power.
Totally.
So if you're going to lay that on someone, if you're going to take a phrase and you're going to lay it over top of another person, be intentional, be wise, be thoughtful. Ask yourself, if this was my kid.
That's good. I don't know that I can say anything better than that.
Well, there you have it.
So thank you for joining us in this conversation. Here's my shot is today, if you hear anything from us, it's you have permission to say, I don't know. You have permission to say, you know, that's not something I'm going to give attention to. Or you have permission to say, I'm not sure. And that's okay.
Right.
Because for us, it gives a little freedom. And it also kind of leads you in a path of integrity to say, I don't have to do that.
So
take the burden off of yourself.
Yes.
Whether ordinary or I was doing so good. Whether ordinary or extraordinary, we hope you see that these are good days.
This episode brought to you by Walnut Creek Cheese and Mount Hope Fence.